was a shoot of guilt.
Well, that's just a shoot after you get past the pig, you know, before it gets to be a hog.
I see.
Just call it a shoot.
About
50 or 75 pounds, 100, something like that.
And the guilt, did you ever use that?
Yeah, I've heard of guilt.
Is that the female or is that a Dara?
That's the female.
Female.
Yes.
I see. And I was wondering, would you and your brothers, your father, ever talk about a boar around a woman when you were young or not?
Well, they usually use male then.
I see. They're kind of embarrassed about it.
Yes.
Somebody said that, somebody told me that it wasn't polite.
No, it wasn't right then. But now, by George, it's bull.
Uh-huh. Everybody. How about the male of the cattle? Or the horse.
Yeah.
What would you call the male of the horse or the
stud?
And of the cattle?
He was a bull.
He was a bull. Yeah, but you wouldn't say that in front of a woman.
No, you wouldn't say that at all. Stallion, a male cow, something like that.
I see. A stallion was okay.
Yeah.
But not stud. It's interesting, isn't it, how those changes
come about. That's right.
Come about.
Right about that.
And where did you keep the cows to milk them?
We kept them in a lot, and they could go to the shed maybe if they had one. A lot of folks didn't have one.
Did you milk them outdoors?
Yes.
You did?
A lot of the time.
And where would they graze?
Oh, we'd have pastures fenced off a piece of ground, you know, for pasture for them.
Do you remember clearing that, clearing a pasture?
Well, I remember my uncle, after we moved down there on our home place, he had some cleared up back there once, but we always passed most in the woods down there. It wasn't very close.
Oh, you did.
And just put a wire fence around the whole woods, you know, and just turn in. And he had some ground cleaned up. And he'd go in there and cut big logs. Of course, there wasn't no sale for him. I don't ring then. I was just a little kid. And he'd get them logs cut, you know, and have a log rolling. Well, I told God, no telling how many niggers come, white folks too, and just have a log, regular log rolling, and pile these logs up, you know, and so stick fire to them then, burn them up.
Burn them off.
Let them stumps stay there until they rotted down.
No bulldozers.
No, sir, there wasn't no bulldozers then.
How about where did you keep the mules? They had quite a few mules that you...
Kept them in the barn.
And they have their own...
Stables.
Stables.
That's what we call sold.
And your chickens, did you raise chickens?
Yeah. We had a hen house for them. Of course, they just run loose, you know, out of the yard anywhere they wanted to go.
What would you do with an old hen that had a brood of chickens?
Well, they always kind of taking care of them, you see. The women folks would have a place, you know, with a little fence around it, something like that, for them. And then put them in coops too, you know. Have a little chicken coop made.
Did they ever call it a broody hen?
Well,
what was the old hen called?
In my time, just a hen.